Yeah, obviously, very disappointing loss here at home. I think, like a lot of games this season, we've kind of been in the thick of things till the end and just came up a little short. Basically, is what I told the team, and that's kind of where we are: 3-6, two games we really weren't in because of giveaways. But you got all but two of those. I think we have an opportunity to win in the fourth quarter, and we just came up a little short today. No major injuries to report. We'll open it up for questions.
John, on the first half screen to Benny, mm-hmm. What
did
you think happened?
Oh, on the challenge play. Well, I think every indication we had was that he scored, and if anything, he would be at the one or inside the one instead of, I think they spotted the ball originally at the three. Obviously, after replay and much time under, in fact, one of the officials thought he heard it's a touchdown. He had no idea that they were ruling it was a touchback, during the deciphering. But, obviously that's a play you'd like to have back, but, that's not how this game works.
Just to be clear about that, you do have people watching the replay above and helping you with that?
Well, I mean, it's all of us. I mean, I'm not going to point fingers. I mean, it stops here. So, obviously, in hindsight, I wish it was something we did differently. But that wasn't part of what we thought was going to be the result.
Was the touchback considered when you guys were discussing? Was that a possibility mentioned?
No, I don't think anybody saw that. I think maybe on 50 times, like some people get to look at it, I think maybe you could see that. But on our look during the game, that wasn't really even discussed.
Hands on a replay that was not challenging a change of possession?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they look at everything, so that has happened. I've seen that happen before.
John, are there any commonalities? It seems like the last 3 years coming out of a bye, it's been kind of a sloppy start.
I don't know. Again, everybody's got their own interpretation, but I think, we had an opportunity to win that game. And, like some of the games before, not necessarily out of a bye or into a bye, we just came up short.
What'd you make of the penalties, particularly in the first half, 7 in the first half?
Yeah, I think there were some of them that I will question, I'm sure, when I look at the tape tomorrow. Some of them were unforced, the false start, I think, early on, a couple of them. We were able to overcome that. We got behind the change. Actually, we were able to possess the ball in that particular play. But, we're not good enough to overcome that. And at the end of the day, we came up short.
Talk about being in the thick of things in some of these losses, but facing a backup quarterback, Green Bay at home, you think you guys have some momentum. Was this any more disappointing or frustrating than other ones?
No, I think, that gets made of that on the outside. I mean, we're playing a rookie quarterback. We're playing some backup guys as well. A lot can be made of that. Just, at the end of the day, it comes down to who executes, that's a pro football team, and they practice and get paid too.
Do you worry about your job security after a bad loss like this?
I've been doing this too long. I've never worried about my job security, and I won't start any minute going forward.
John, what were your impressions of Brett Hundley?
Like they were before. He's a very talented guy. I watched him coming out of college. He's got good height. He make all the throws. He's got a very strong arm. I think he's a poised young man. He's got good athleticism. I think we saw on a couple of scrambles. I mean, I think no different than today than really what I saw coming in.
How did you think Mitch played?
I thought probably, statistically and just poise-wise and handling situations, I thought probably the best to date. Was it perfect? No, seldom is. But, I was impressed with the young guy.
How much did you guys miss Danny in the middle?
Well, I think anytime you have a starter not there, I think you miss them. That's why they're starters. But, again, you go around the league and there's people playing different lineups every week, and it comes down to execution regardless who you call on.
And was the plan for Kyle Long to just test it before the game and see how he felt, or did you have any plan that?
No, I mean, he was healthy. I think he went in for a play. We wouldn't have suited him up if he wasn't healthy. I just didn't think maybe he was going to get the load of a whole game starting. And so that's the way we went, and we'll see how that went.
What do you think of Inman's debut?
That good. I think he's a solid starter in the league. He's been that. He's got good football intelligence. I think he's helped that room. I thought he had a good day. And I think he'll just get better moving forward.
You guys also stuck with Connor through a couple misses that he's had recently, and he mm-hmm. hit a few from beyond 40 today. What do you think of his day and the way he's handled this season?
Well, I mean, it's like everything. You'd like him to be perfect. You know, the reality is he's missed four kicks, you know, in nine games. You know, he was good today in tough conditions, and, you know, those weren't really easy conditions for anybody that, you know, handles the football.
John, you've had in the last two games, you've had a touchdown taken away by replay.
Mm-hmm.
Now this happened today. Do you sit there and consider yourself unlucky?
No, I've never really. I think you make your own luck. You know, I think, you know, you overcome a lot of things in this league, and sometimes it's calls. And, you know, really kind of I said in a nutshell is that, you know, in nine games, you know, two, we didn't give ourselves a chance, but in seven games, we've had an opportunity to win every single one of them. The reality is we're 3-6.
Thank you.